From Tidbits in May 19th, 2014, this is Fun Bits, What Sets Beats Music Apart, by Josh Centers. Rumors are flying that Apple is lining up to purchase Beats Electronics, spurring endless speculation as to why. Beats has a number of things to offer Apple, a popular line of highly profitable headphones, the music industry connections and marketing expertise of its founders, record producer Jimmy Iovine and rapper Dr. Dre, a unique, if not terribly popular, music streaming service. After the rumored deal was announced, I decided to take Beats Music for a spin, especially since it will likely vanish if Apple does acquire Beats. Beats Music launched in January 2014 out of the ashes of the streaming service Moog, which Beats purchased in 2012. It shares many features with competitors like Spotify, Google Play Music, and Ardio. $9.99 per month, millions of songs, iOS apps, some sort of desktop client, playlists, social, blah blah blah. Instead of boring you with all the typical music streaming things Beats Music does, I'd like to focus on the interesting things that set it apart from the competition. Better quality tracks. When it comes to music streaming services, one big way they differ is in the bitrate, and thus the quality of the tracks offered. For comparison, iTunes offers 256 kilobit per second AAC files, which are roughly equivalent to 320 kilobit per second MP3s. Spotify offers up to 320 kilobit per second AUG/VORBIS formatted tracks to paid subscribers, but non-paying users are limited to 160 kilobit AUG/VORBIS. Google Play also offers up to 320 kilobit per second, but it's unknown how many tracks are encoded at that bitrate. Ardio has only up to 192 kilobits per second, although it's working on upgrading that to 320 kilobits per second AAC. Almost every track on Beats Music is a 320 kilobit per second MP3, with a small minority of tracks available at 256 kilobit per second. However, if you don't want to burn through your mobile data cap on an iPhone, there's an option to stream at 64 kilobit per second HEAAC. In the iOS app, you can find that under Settings, Sound Quality and Downloads, and then set Stream High Quality Music either to Never or Only on Wi-Fi. I'm no audiophile, but I can notice a clear difference between Beats and the other services, even on mediocre equipment. The quality is better and more consistent than on most other services, and the difference really shows when I listen on my Sony MDR-V6 headphones. The other unadvertised difference I've noticed is that Beats doesn't have a lot of filler tracks, like 30-second samples of unlicensed songs or dozens of amateur covers of Royals. Beats has only 20 million tracks compared to Ardio's 25 million, but if most of those extra 5 million are junk, then I'd rather not have to sort through them. Close ties with artists. Beats Music is unique in that it has closer ties to recording artists than the competition. Dre and Iovine brought on Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor as chief creative officer to oversee the design of Beats Music. But Beats tries to also do more for the artists themselves, promising higher royalties than its competitors and paying big and indie labels equal royalty rates. Unfortunately, in practice, Beats has only around 111,000 subscribers, meaning actual royalties paid to artists are quite low. Despite that, I appreciate that the company is trying harder to keep its artists fed than most streaming services, which pay peanuts. The personal touch. Something that has been missing from existing streaming services and for the past several years of much mainstream terrestrial radio is human curation. While most competing services depend on algorithms and social recommendations, Beats employs a team of editors to construct playlists and recommendations. It has also partnered with a number of music publications to provide curated playlists. In my opinion, this is the crown jewel of Beats Music. My problem with most streaming services is that I often don't have a clue what to listen to. Sure, they'll show me what's popular, but that's not necessarily where my tastes lie. Likewise, algorithmic recommendations tend to generate uninspiring mishmashes of songs. Hey, we noticed that you like metal and country, so here's a playlist with Marilyn Manson, Toby Keith, Beck, and Nickelback. Thanks, but no. I like strawberries, mustard, and eggs, but I wouldn't make a sandwich out of them. The human touch does wonders for music discovery. One of my favorite things about Beats is that it has intro to playlists for a number of artists. Let's say you've never heard St. Vincent, but you want to know what she's all about. Bring up the intro to St. Vincent playlist, which features a sampling of her best and most popular tracks. The Just For You section presents albums and playlists Beats thinks you'll like. My tastes in music tend toward rock from the 1980s and 1990s, and that's why I've become a fan of radio veteran Susie Cole and her Beats playlists, which dominate my recommendations. She cranks out a bunch of them, and they're all great, from melancholy hair metal to Nirvana Live. You might remember that Nine Inch Nails, Queens of the Stone Age, and Dave Grohl were brought out to close out the 2014 Grammys, but were abruptly cut off. In response, Susie created a playlist called 2014 Grammy Finale, The Songs That Come Next, composed of tracks she thinks they would have performed if they had had more time. Another example of the kinds of cool things Beats does with playlists is that the editors often create playlists in response to recent events. When the surrealist artist H.R. Giger recently passed away, Decibel magazine created a playlist to memorialize him, with appropriately creepy tracks. What I love about Beats' curation is that each playlist is based on a narrative. They feel less like random mishmashes of songs, more like magazine articles. The editors at Beats aren't tossing musical spaghetti at you hoping they'll stick, but instead taking you on an auditory tour of discovery. But that doesn't mean that Beats doesn't have computer-generated playlists. It just goes about them in a different way. The sentence. Perhaps the most distinctive feature of Beats music is the sentence, which is a unique way of constructing automated playlists. It works like Mad Libs. You're given a sentence, I'm blank and I feel like blank with blank to blank, which you then fill in by choosing from a list of answers. So you can create sentences like, I'm on a rooftop and feel like taking a selfie with my thoughts to hair metal, or I'm in the club and feel like saving the world with no regrets to indie. Is this a better way to make playlists? I don't know, but it is fun, and it does a good job of letting me define my mood. Dropping the Beats. With so many cool features, why does Beats have so few subscribers? I have a few theories. It has no native desktop applications, leaving only the unsatisfactory web interface, which has no keyboard shortcuts or the sentence. Worse, the web interface tends to flake out and stop playing at random. Beats may be popular with teenagers, but adult geeks who are more likely to be inclined to sign up for a subscription service tend to have a negative view of the Beats brand, associating it with overpriced headphones. Beats was late to the race, and inertia is working against it. Spotify is free on the desktop and sufficient for many people. Other services have their fans as well, and they're probably not in a hurry to give up their custom playlists and favorites for a new service. And it's too bad, because Beats music is an interesting product. The human curation is magical, and something I wish were more prevalent. If you're looking for new tunes, I recommend signing up for the free 7-day trial. If you're an AT&T wireless customer, you're eligible for a 3-month free trial. After giving Beats Music a thorough spin, I can see more clearly why Apple might want to buy it. It's a service that aims to bring a human element to technology, with a killer mobile interface and deep cultural connections to music, all of which are things Apple values. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.